Joe Drennan's family said they were disgusted by his killer's sentence of 6.5 years, which will run concurrently with another 8-year sentence. In their eyes, they said, Fogarty would not serve anything for Joe's death. Fogarty killed Joe Drennan whilst he was on bail, disqualified from driving for other driving offences, and subject to 5 outstanding arrest warrants. Moments before hitting the Mount Rath student, Fogarty was filming himself on a mobile phone and sharing the video on social media whilst still driving his BMW 5 Series while he outpaced a Garda car at 122 kilometres an hour in a 50 zone. Fogarty broke a red light, struck a car, lost control of the BMW and slammed into Joe Drennan, who was waiting at a bus stop at Dublin Road, Castle Troy in Limerick. A letter of apology written by Fogarty to Joe Drennan's family read, I was reckless and out of control. I did not realise I hit Mr. Drennan. It was never my intention to hurt anyone on the night. I am truly sorry. Inspector Porrick Sutton, who led the investigation into the fatal hit and run, told the court that, in his opinion, Fogarty's apology had rung hollow given the evidence against him. In her victim impact statement, Joe Drennan's sister, Sarah Drennan, said her brother's death had left an unbearable emptiness in her family.
We have been given a life sentence, one of grief, loss, an unbearable absence that will never be filled. Joe was a loving son, brother, uncle and friend. He always lifted those around him with his warmth and integrity. He was a kind and courageous, hard-working young man. He had so much ahead of him.
I'm actually going to skip what's on the front page is just for a moment, because this story isn't on the front page, and I think it should be. And in County Laois, there was a huge outcry, a huge outpouring of grief and support for the Drennan family when, in October of 2023, Kieran Fogarty smashed into Joe Drennan, killing him. And not alone that, Joe was only 21. He was a very promising journalism student at the University of Limerick, and he was just waiting at a bus stop, minding his own business. But not alone did Kieran Fogarty crash into him, but he fled the scene, and he failed to offer any assistance to Joe. He didn't alert the emergency services. Instead, he attempted to wipe his forensic presence from the car. And it was through diligent work by the Gardaí, they were able to match his DNA on an airbag that had deployed during the hit and run. And Kieran Fogarty, for the record, is a man who has a criminal conviction to his name. One that means he's spending 8 years in prison for firing a gun at the front of a house where children were playing. That's the character of the individual we're dealing with here. And so yesterday, in court, he was sentenced, but the sentence was concurrent, meaning he's not going to spend any extra time in prison for killing Joe Drennan. And Joe's father asked Judge Daly, sorry, Your Honour, does that mean this fella Fogarty will not serve a day for killing my son? And the judge, rising from his bench, didn't respond to Mr. Drennan's query and simply retired to his private chambers.
You can see where Joe got his sense of justice. I mean, Sarah Drennan has spoken just extraordinarily well, and nothing is going to bring Joe back for them, but they really believe that the sentences at a minimum should have been imposed consecutively. So I suppose here in the University of Limerick, where again, as you said in your outset, Joe was an outstanding student who has left an enormous legacy here. The current students who are involved in Limerick Voice have organised this show of solidarity tomorrow with the Drennan family. And Marguerite and Tim are again making a very difficult journey to Limerick, but they want to be here with us. And I suppose that the UL community wants to show them again how much Joe meant to us all here, and indeed just to show the solidarity with them in their efforts to have the sentence appealed. And so I'm very proud really of our journalism students who've organised tomorrow's event, and that they want to use their voices and their journalism work, I suppose, to support this campaign. And I think about it in recent days, but campaigning journalism done well can be a powerful tool to show that journalism does really matter.
As pointed out by Joe's close friend, Ellie McCarthy, This sentencing has been another nightmare for Joe's loved ones.
The only light at the end of the tunnel after Joe died was the justice that he would get one day. We waited nearly a year and a half for this day to come, living through the pain of losing him and trying to figure out how to live without him when he was such a big character and the best person you could ever meet. And our day of reckoning was meant to be Thursday, January 30th, and it was just another nightmare. Should have been the end, and it feels like it's just the beginning now. We're already going through so much. We're grieving and we're trying to learn to live without him, yet we've been forced to come out here today. And of course it's amazing to remember Joe and talk about how amazing he was, but regardless, it's just unfathomable, and we won't stop speaking. We will never be silenced, not until he does get the time he deserves.
Joe Drennan, who was in his final year of studying journalism in UL in 2023, was known as a talented young journalist who strived to give a voice to the voiceless in society.
He was the best person ever. He worked for Gay Community News, and all he wanted to do was give a voice to those who were marginalised. Joe was a voice for the voiceless, and now that he doesn't have one, we will be his.
Tragically, Joe's promising future was cut short when he was killed in a hit-and-run incident while waiting for a bus home from work.
Like, Joe had so many ambitions, and it's just so cruel that just on the cusp of everything, you know, that he lost his life, you know, just due to a decent day of work to put himself through college. So it's heartbreaking for our family. So we can't thank UL and everybody here in Limerick as well, because Joe really loved him. You know, he really loved Limerick.
Yesterday morning, the Drennan family launched a petition called Justice for Joe, which, as explained by Joe's aunt, Julie Bennett, aims to reform the sentencing laws in Ireland.
Basically, it's to reform the sentencing laws in Ireland. We want that concurrent sentencing does not apply when there's been a fatality. That's our number one goal. It has to be changed. Kieran Fogarty broke his bail conditions. He wasn't to drive as well. That was one of his bail conditions. He was on bail when he killed Joe. So that should have been a consecutive sentence. So we want to know, I would love to know why Judge Daly didn't render that day in that court. Because he did, you know, he did say consecutive first, and then he went to concurrent. He made that massive U-turn at the end, and that was a huge blow to all of our stomachs. And you know, I'm so proud of Tim and the way he stood up for Joe that day in the court, because it's what every person would want their father to do for them, and that's what Tim has always done, and that's what Marguerite's always done. They've done everything for their kids, and we won't stop at nothing until we get justice for Joe.
A community's Walk for Justice is taking place in Laois this weekend. The event is being held to highlight a campaign by Joe Drennan's family to pressure the Director of Public Prosecutions to appeal the sentence handed down to the man responsible for the Mount Rath student's death.
He did absolutely everything wrong that night, and yeah, it was awful. You know, I remember when the guards came to my door, like, to tell me that Joe was killed in a road collision. I just thought, like, you know, that's not real. Like, I was just talking to him. And
Were you the first to get the news?
Yeah, because my mum and dad were on holidays, and my sister had just moved to Sweden, so I was alone in the house. But then the guards came to the door, and they told me that Joseph Drennan had been killed in a road collision. And so I was brought then down to Limerick, where he was, and I had to ring my family members to tell them that they had to come home because Joe had been killed. So yeah, I had to break the news to my parents, and Jesus, like, you'd never forget that phone call. Like, my poor mum and dad, like, you know, they were devastated. They were just, there wasn't even a word to describe what they were like, you know, the screams and the cries. And and, you know, they had just went on a holiday, so they had a 4-hour flight the next day home, and, you know, sitting on the flight for them, I don't know how they did it. You know, they came home and they really just broke down then, because they were just trying to hold themselves together until they got back to Ireland to us.
The DPP is appealing the sentence handed down to student journalist Joe Drennan's killer. The 21-year-old from Laois was killed in a hit-and-run in Limerick City in 2023, with the driver, Kieran Fogarty, sentenced last month to 6.5 years in prison. However, the Drennan family and supporters launched a campaign urging the DPP to intervene after learning it would run alongside an existing sentence for gun offences.
Hundreds of people marched in Laois over the weekend to call for an end to concurrent sentencing. The event in Carmel's yesterday follows previous demonstrations in Mentrath and Limerick as part of the Justice for Joe campaign. Mentrath student Joe Drennan was killed in a hit-and-run incident in October of 2023. His killer was given a 6.5-year sentence for the crime, but will only serve the 8 years he was given for a separate offence. The Director of Public Prosecutions has since decided to appeal that sentence. Laois councillor James Kelly says the issue will be raised in council chambers next week.
We have to get a change in the laws in the concurrent sentencing. Next Monday week we have our full council meeting, and Councillor Tommy Mulligan and myself will have a notice of motion in where we will be requesting the Minister for Justice to look at the sentencing procedures that are there at the moment, and we will be fully behind the family going forward.
These people were among the 800 people who walked from the local primary school to Joe's grave to remember the local man who was taken from them.
I grew up with Joe, he's my neighbour, so I live across the road from him. And it was just so tragic what happened. Like, I went to school with him, he was the year below me. And there's just such an injustice, like, nobody should have to go through what that family have went through for the last number of months, let alone since the incident happened.
An incredible turnout here in Camaros this morning, about 800 people on a very wet and cold morning.
Yeah, well, it kind of just shows the sense of community like that we have, like, for such a small parish. Like, everyone is so close, and like, everyone knew the Drennan family from whether you had matches or sponsorships, like, especially with the pub in Mount Drat and everything. Like, everyone, like, they're just such a well-known family, and it's just, it's a credit to them.
So my brother was actually in Joe's class, so he's three of them, so it was Joe, Tomás and Daniel, and he would have been at every birthday party every year, would always play with Joe. Just, yeah, it was, just knew him quite well.
So he lives where Joe lives, like, compared to my house, would be kind of like halfway between me and my grandparents' house, and I would just remember going, like, cycling from my house to their house kind of on the way to my granny's, and Joe would nearly be like, Joe and Sarah would both nearly be sitting on the wall outside their house, like, if anyone knows where they live, they know, like, the wall, and they'd literally be sitting, like, waiting for you nearly to come. And they used to have they don't have it anymore, but they used to have, used to be like a metal slide, like, going, obviously because they live on a hill, and they used to, it's just like complete summer is just playing out side with them the whole time. Like, they had, like, the trampolines and the ground, like, they used to just, from one house to the other, like, between the three of us, we'd always be, there'd always be something to do. Like, for someone who didn't play much sport, like, growing up in a parish and a club that is so, like, obviously oriented to its sport, like, he had such a sense of community and, like, such good spirit about everything, like, and he got on with, like, there's so many people that were such good friends with him from around.
So, like, my brother would be very sporty, and he'd always have something to do with sport at the birthday parties, where Joe, he, like, you know, he's well able for sport, but just, like, it wasn't his favourite thing to do at times, so he'd come in and play either dolls or some sort of game with me and my sisters instead. And he'd always go try play sport, but snake away then and try play with us. That's my memories of him, always just laughing at him, like, snaking away from, like, the maybe sporting events to come inside and play dolls with us. I just remember him being such a chirpy, funny, bubbly guy. He was just so, someone that really made an impact whenever you talk to him. He just, you knew who was there. He was just so special, he was.
A verdict of unlawful killing has been returned at an inquest into the death of Laois student journalist Joe Drennan. The Mount Rath man was fatally injured in a hit and run in Limerick 2 years ago. David Hollywood reports.
Joe Drennan was hit by a car being driven by convicted criminal Kieran Fogarty of Hyde Avenue, Ballinacurra, Weston in Limerick. Garda JP O'Sullivan told Mr. Drennan's inquest that the 21-year-old suffered catastrophic injuries in the incident while Mr. Fogarty fled the scene with Mr. Drennan still underneath his BMW. A report on a post-mortem conducted by the Chief State Pathologist Dr. Linda Mulligan concluded the death was caused due to multiple traumatic injuries, including severe head injuries, as a result of a pedestrian being involved in a road traffic collision. Barrister Luke O'Higgins, representing the Drennan family, said Fogarty's actions were reckless. Limerick coroner John McNamara recorded a verdict of unlawful killing, telling Joe Drennan's parents, Marguerite and Tim, who were present in the court, "It's every parent's worst nightmare, what you've endured." At the end of January, Fogarty was given a 6.5-year sentence for the hit and run, but sentencing judge Colin Daly said it would run concurrent to an 8-year sentence for a completely unrelated shooting, which Fogarty carried out 7 months previous. Speaking outside the court after the hearing, Mr. Drennan's family said Joe suffered a horrific and brutal death. Joe did not deserve any of this, and he should still be here. Nothing can change the fact that the justice system failed us, and worst of all, failed Joe. Joe Drennan's family has since set up a change.org petition calling for sentencing reform.
The Justice Minister says judges sometimes make mistakes when it comes to concurrent sentencing. The issue caused controversy with the case of leashman Joe Drennan, who was killed in a hit and run in Limerick 2 years ago. His killer received 6.5 years in prison, but because of an unrelated incident with a firearm, he will serve no extra time as a result of killing the 21-year-old, because the two sentences will run concurrently. Jim O'Callaghan has faced questions from Laois TD Brian Stanley in The Dáil. He said the man responsible for the journalist's death wouldn't serve a single hour for the killing, despite him leaving the scene. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan said he wouldn't make a direct comment on this specific case.
I'm aware of the tragic case of Joe Drennan. I'm not going to talk about it, as I'm sure you can appreciate. The matter is being appealed by the DPP to the Court of Appeal. It would be inappropriate for me to say anything in respect of it. We do need to recognise, however, though, that sometimes, I'm not speaking about any particular case, sometimes judges make mistakes, and that's why we have the appeal structure that exists. And the appeal structure is there to correct mistakes that are made by lower courts. Serious offences merit serious sentences. However, we need to also recognise that sentencing is complex. A judge has to take into account a number of factors before imposing a sentence.